what about the New King James? You know, the New King James is from the original Greek and Hebrew. What's wrong with it? Folks, I don't even think the New King James is even really a translation. I think it's a fraud. Because you know what it is? The New King James is basically they just took a King James and then they just changed it to be like the modern versions. And if you notice, every time, folks, I'm not making this up, look it up yourself. Every single time the New King James has a meaningful difference from the King James, it always reads identical to one of the popular modern versions, whether even when it's weird. NIV, New American Standard, RSV, it just basically is like a hybrid of the King James and the modern versions. Okay, so they can say, oh, well, it's translated from, you know, the same text. Yeah, but it's a bad translation. And again, that's covered in our DVD on New World Order Bible versions. And not only that, but, you know, I could give you a couple of concrete examples right now where the New King James says we're being saved. The King James says we are saved in 1 Corinthians 1:18. Or where it says that difficult is the way of salvation in Matthew 7. When the King James is saying it's narrow, meaning few there be that find it, not that it's hard to get saved, but that it's few people that are getting saved. Or what about where the New King James says that the men of Athens who are worshiping devils are very religious, when the King James says they're too superstitious? You know, and I, you know, there's on and on the bad translations.